The CDC has new guidelines today for Americans who are fully vaccinated. They can now travel at low risk to themselves, but should still practice social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing. It'll be welcomed advice to the more than 56 million fully vaccinated Americans, but it also comes as infections in 32 states are rising. Here's Anthony Fauci on NPR this morning.
Some of the states and cities have pulled back a bit on the mitigation methods, namely pulling back on mask mandates and pulling back on the guidelines of crowded places and physical distancing. That, together with the fact that we're having a dominant variant, is leading to those increases.
Let's bring in Dr. Jean Marazzo. She's director of the University of Alabama's Division of Infectious Diseases. Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah, and let's start with those new guidelines. Vaccinated Americans can fly, but they still got to be careful. Why is that?
Well, I think that the question of how safe is safe is really the issue with being vaccinated. We've had some great news this week about vaccine efficacy, and I'll just tell you very quickly that the durability of the immune response, it looks like it's going to be really good. Pfizer reported that at 6 months, people are still protected in a robust fashion. The safety is looking good as time goes on, and critically, coverage of some of the emerging variants looks good, which is really the race that we're running right now against the virus. So when you put all that together, you could say, you know, why even worry? Why not just get on a plane, pile in, get close, and have parties with your family? The real issue is that you're still part of a population in whom the vaccine coverage is unclear, right? We really have to stop thinking about individual immunity and think again about population level immunity. So I think the CDC's message is, you know, it's just not time to let up because we have not reached the point where you should feel totally safe. 1 in 6 people, right, are vaccinated in this country. And we've got to just do better before we can really let our guard down.
Well, and we can see the disease is still spreading, though new infections are now driven by people who are 45 years old and younger. Look at nursing home cases. They're down 83%, for example.
Exactly.
And many people, I wonder, doctor, if you think are thinking that, well, you know, we've got a good number of older people who are vaccinated now. We can take risks now because I'm younger and it's just not much of a danger to me.
Absolutely. So we've had this sort of double message or two-sided message all along, and that is that young people, quote unquote, and you can define that however you want, don't do as badly with this infection. And in general, that's true. Clearly, with mortality, it's distinctly age-related. The problem is that, and we appropriately have been focusing on protecting those vulnerable people by targeting them for vaccination, and that's fantastic. The challenge is protecting those vulnerable people by targeting them for vaccination, and that's fantastic. The challenge is that that has necessarily deprioritized the group that is we knew was going to be more interactive, more out and about, more willing to take risks for all those reasons. And so you have that combined with, I think, a sense of increasing safety plus loosening of restrictions plus the big wild card, increased infectious variants, right? So all of that, I think, is combining to inform these surges that we're seeing. And while it's great that we have a bunch of people who are protected, that may not be enough to prevent this tide getting into younger people who then can go on to continue to infect other people.
Well, and the temptation is certainly there. It's Easter weekend. It's the last weekend of Passover. People are exhausted, rightly so, but that doesn't mean we can let our guard down because, as doctors have said, it's not me, we're almost there. We just got to get to the finish line. Dr. Jean Marazzo, she's a director of the University of Alabama's Division of Infectious Diseases. Thanks, as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.